Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What a day, what a day, Michigan fans. What a game at the Big House it turned out to be. This is the type of day that it really tests whether you love this sport we call football. If this type of day didn't make you feel alive, then football is not for you. But if football is for you, please keep listening to this podcast by yours truly. This is Trevor Woods from SB Nation's Mason Brew. Michigan's playoff hopes are very much alive after this one. The score in doubt, the game in doubt, blistering conditions of wind throughout the afternoon. As I'm recording this, there's starting to be a little snow flurries at the top of Michigan Stadium. Horrible conditions to throw a football. Absolutely cold. It was around 8 degree real feel with the wind chill. It was horrible today. Absolutely horrible conditions. But the Wolverines, they battled out in a gritty performance against a pretty darn good Illinois football team with a great stout defense, a competent quarterback in Tommy DeVito, a very outstanding running back in Chase Brown. Next week, Michigan will face Ohio State, but talk about having one hell of a tune-up game before they head into Columbus. If this game didn't test the mettle of the Michigan team, of the fan base, and of the pundits and scribes like Jim Harbaugh likes to call us, well, then football ain't for you. But football is for us, because that's why you're still listening at this point, and I'm glad to have you along. Absolutely, absolutely excited. I love football, and here's why. 7-3 at halftime. As Michigan goes into that halftime locker room with that 7-3 lead, Blake Corum, before the half, goes down with an injury. Corum, he's holding his knee. He fumbled the ball in the red zone. Looks like Michigan's going to score. Not only does Corum fumble, he's grabbing his knee, but Corum ultimately able to get up, walk to the locker room under his own power. He would come back in the second half. He would run one time for 5 yards. At the postgame press conference, head coach Jim Harbaugh said that Corum, structurally, things are looking good, but that doesn't mean that he will be playing next week. We don't know, but things could be a lot worse because things look pretty gruesome, pretty bad when a player grabs his knee. Corum, Heisman candidate, Heisman contender, some people would even call him a Heisman front runner. Michigan's going to need him. But not only did Corum go out in this one, Donovan Edwards didn't suit up. You had guys like A.J. Henning who didn't play. Luke Schoonmaker didn't play a whole lot. It was Colston Loveland who had to carry the load at tight end. my point is this. Michigan was battered and bruised today, and not only were they not 100% health-wise, they were playing a team that plays smash-mouth football. And with these conditions, with the wind, with the cold, it really turned into a game of wills from a mental standpoint as well as a physical standpoint. And Michigan muscled out just enough in this one. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy, if you look at his stats today, 18 of 34, 53% completion percentage, 208 yards on the day. But once again, this is a game where there were some drops. Andrel Anthony, a long one, would have been a touchdown. He dropped it right through his hands, dropped it. Isaiah Gash, he dropped one. At the time, it looked like it was going to be a crucial, pivotal drop late in the game, but Gash would end up coming back and making up for it on Michigan's last drive on a crucial 4th-and-3 pass that Jim Harbaugh said that Corum got almost all the reps for that specific play install in practice this past week. So Gash came up clutch. C.J. Stokes, workmanlike effort, 11 carries, 36 yards after Corum went down. Gash had 3 carries for 6 yards. It was a battle of attrition. It was Michigan trying to run the clock down a bit and believing that they'd have just enough time to get a victory. And victory they did get. And here's why. Jake Moody, he wins Michigan a game once again. Harbaugh said he might be the greatest Michigan kicker of all time. Called him a legend. Well, he is a legend. He should be a Lou Groza Award winner again this season. Moody, 4 of 4 in this one, with 3 of those field goals coming in the fourth quarter, all of them coming in the second half. But man, Moody with 9 seconds left, Michigan's trailing by a point. Their playoff hopes, their hopes and dreams of the season, looking in doubt. But J.J. McCarthy, he made enough plays in the passing game to lead him down there, put him in field goal range. And then Jake Moody, Money Moody as they call him, he did the rest. With 9 seconds left, he nails it. Michigan wins the ball game 19-17. Now they have momentum heading into Columbus. The downside is the health of the Wolverines, definitely not at 100%. Would like to see Schoonmaker, Corum, Donovan Edwards, Henning, and some other players come back next week. But Harbaugh said at the postgame press conference he's going to enjoy this one for about 6 hours. Then he's going to start focusing on Ohio State. So no matter what, it's going to be a quick turnaround. Harbaugh deserves a beer. Everybody deserves a beer, including myself, but nobody more than Jake Moody, a man who should never have to pay for a beer in Ann Arbor, Michigan, ever again. So that's all I have to say about that. But there's certainly more to say about this game. J.J. McCarthy, let's go back to him. The wind was so bad today, guys, that there were some balls that J.J. missed on, no doubt about it. Some sailed, some wobbled, some duck, dip, dived, everything in between. And very easy at home to say, what the hell is going on? But I tell you this, if you're on that field today, if you were in Michigan Stadium today, you know darn well why some of these were as inaccurate as they were. The wind was absolutely insane, brutal, swirling. At the postgame press conference, I have to make my way from the Michigan press box in Michigan Stadium. I have to walk pretty much all the way around the concourse to get to Chrysler Center. And then that's where the postgame press is. Here's my point. The walk there around the concourse, absolutely brutal winds. It was a brutal wind walking even to from downtown to Main Street to the press box. I like getting a good feel of the town and seeing happy faces. Certainly happy faces at the end of this one when Michigan won, but man, the fans had to deal with these conditions too today. Fans, you could hear a pin drop when Corum got hurt, and you could hear a pin drop certain times today. I mean, how can you blame fans when a game is definitely swinging the wrong way? But when Michigan needed their fans to be loud, be rowdy, when they needed on defense for the crowd to bring it, the fans brought it. And there's a reason why at the conclusion of this game, the final home game of the Michigan Wolverines season, the scoreboard lit up and said thank you to the best fans in the world. Well, I can say Michigan has some pretty darn good fans. And in these temperatures and these conditions, Michigan fans, hats off to you. You deserve a game ball too. You hung in there. You stuck around. You toughed it out. And you saw your Michigan Wolverines improved in 11-0 on the year. And man, things are looking good in the playoff hunt. Now, got to go take care of business in Columbus. And that's going to be very, very difficult. But this team, they bonded today. They went through something today. Went through a battle. You could see who flinched and who didn't, who stuck together. That togetherness can only pay dividends next Saturday. But there are things to clean up. The pass rush today from Michigan, for one, you got to give credit to the Fighting Illini and their ability to hold a Michigan defense and Michigan pass rush that's been the best in the Big Ten. But on the flip side, the pass rush of the Fighting Illini on Michigan's offensive line, they got home quite a bit today. J.J. McCarthy, very mobile with his legs, but he was under duress a lot. He got popped a lot. His throwing shoulder looked like he lost some skin, was bleeding. J.J. looked pretty sore when he walked to the podium and got up and walked away from the podium. So J.J. needs to heal up in a hurry, and I know that's going to be hard, but if anybody can do it, it is strength and conditioning coach Ben Herbert and that team to get these guys right before they head into Columbus. But Harbaugh is very pleased with McCarthy, and he said that about the win, that it takes players a long time to get used to conditions like this. And McCarthy said as such that it was good to get this type of experience under his belt before, you know, potentially have to do it again. Next week, we'll see what the weather is next week. It's looking like it might be a little slushy in the 30s. It's a little slush rain. So we'll see how he fares. We'll see how the Michigan team fares. But there's no denying this is a tough Michigan football team. You don't get to 11-0 in the Big Ten without being tough. Same could be said for Ohio State. And we're going to find out. And we're going to find out in a hurry. But it's going to be all Ohio State for a while now. So tune-up game, wake-up call, whatever you'd like to call it, that's what occurred today. But you got to like the grit. You got to like the grit of this team with their backs against the wall, needing stops on defense to get the ball back multiple times in the fourth quarter. They did it. They did the damn thing. And then McCarthy, once again, his stats, no, not flashy, but does it really matter? He did enough to win the game. Guys like Cornelius Johnson and Colston Loveland and Ronnie Bell, they all contributed in big ways down the stretch when things needed to be had. They ended up getting them. But, yeah, got to clean up some things. Got to clean up some things. They know it, and this should fuel them. It's always better, as Ronnie Bell put it, always better to watch the film and corrections when you win the game. And they won it. They won it by the seat of their pants. But Michigan outscored the Fighting Illini when it mattered in the fourth quarter by a score of 9-0 in the fourth. After, for the first time in Big Ten play, Michigan's defense, they gave us some points, gave us some touchdowns in the third quarter. They were outscored 14-3 in the third, but the fourth, I don't want to say it was all Michigan, but down the stretch, yes, it was all Michigan. This is a game Jim Harbaugh has referred to before in his career as a three-hour root canal, and I certainly share that sentiment after today, but I think everybody is just has a sigh of relief right now, or some woos and hoots and hollers, whatever the case may be, but they know how close they were to suffering their first loss of the season and putting their college football playoff hopes on life support. Now Michigan's very much alive. No life support needed. They got all the oxygen they need. So what's going to matter is how healthy they are heading into next week. Obviously, Blake Corum going to be absolutely crucial, him being back. If not, really would love to see Donovan Edwards back. Can't be walking too wounded heading into Columbus. Of course, Jim Harbaugh and the team will say next man up, and that is true to a point, but the more health, the better for any good football program facing another good football program. But hats off to Chase Brown today, the Fighting Illini running back who led the nation in rushing heading into this game, and impressive. Once again, 140 yards, two touchdowns. It was starting to look like a Kenneth Walker III type performance that Michigan State had against the Wolverines last season in East Lansing, where the Wolverines lost 37-33 and Walker had five touchdowns. It was looking like, oh man, down the stretch, maybe this is going to happen again, where Brown seals the deal and seals the game with some big runs and touchdowns. And Brown did have some big runs and some big plays and a big touchdown run in the third quarter. But when it boiled down to mano a mano, this is it, this is the end, one of us is going down, Michigan said to Illinois, nah, you're going down. We will live to see and fight another day. But until next week, folks, I will be in Columbus. I will have all the coverage you would like. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Michigan hasn't won in Columbus in a long time. This is a scrappy group. It's a scrappy team, got a scrappy head coach, a scrappy quarterback. I'm going to keep using the word scrappy this week. Word of the week, scrappy. But, yes, I'm going to sign off till now. The last time I sign off from Michigan Stadium, it's been a heck of a year, and I couldn't do it without the listeners and readers of Maize & Brew. So follow me on Twitter at WoodsFootball. Follow us on Twitter at Maize and Brew. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again, folks. Love you all, and I will report to you next week from the Horseshoe.